From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Jane Matherglass. A Missouri murder suspect has died after contracting COVID-19 in jail while awaiting trial. The Joplin Globe reports that 43-year-old Vernon Thomas died December 6th. Newton County Sheriff Chris Jennings said yesterday that Thomas died at a Joplin hospital 2 days after his symptoms first appeared. Thomas was jailed on a charge of first-degree murder in the death of 37-year-old Wesley Porter and had been jailed since his arrest in March. Thomas was among several inmates who tested positive after an inmate started showing symptoms in late November. Jennings says Thomas first showed symptoms on December 4th and was hospitalized. Boone County commissioners awarded more than $3.7 million in additional CARES Act funding to 17 local organizations yesterday, the Columbia Missourian reports. That brings the total of CARES Act money awarded to the county to about $9.5 million out of a total of a little more than $21 million. All of the money must be distributed or committed to a recipient by December 30th, or it goes back to the federal government. County officials said yesterday they have allocated almost all of the remaining money, which means contracts to award the funds have been sent to various organizations. Those contracts should come up for approval between now and the end of the year. MU received funding for a reimbursement of personal protective equipment and increased sanitation measures. Columbia Public Schools funding was split up by providing $100 per student in each school. Much of the cited reimbursement reasons were listed as sanitation, referring to increased sanitation measures like more hours for cleaning staff. A ransomware attack on the City of Independence's computer systems has left some residents unable to pay their utility bills. Officials in the Kansas City suburb say the cyber attack occurred last week. City Manager Zach Walker told KSHB that 90% of the billing issues plaguing the city trace back to the cyber attack, which has left customers unable to pay their utility bills online and has caused a delay in bills being delivered by mail. Walker says staff is working to restore all city systems. He could not say whether any customer's personal information was compromised in the attack, but says the city is working to find out. As the pandemic continues to put a strain on hospitals, MU Healthcare is preparing its facilities and staff for even more COVID-19 patients if the need arises, the Columbia, Missourian reports. According to a COVID-19 planning update obtained by KOMU 8 News via a public records request, the hospital surge plan envisions a capacity of 291 COVID-19 beds. MU Healthcare's COVID-19 dashboard shows the hospital had 47 COVID-19 positive inpatients Monday and 41 yesterday. In an interview yesterday, Mary Beck, chief nursing officer for the hospital, said staffing is the biggest challenge at the hospital, but the plan envisions filling the gaps and boosting pay for overtime. University Hospital, Missouri Orthopedic Institute, and Women's and Children's all have the capacity to care for COVID-19 patients, she noted. MU Healthcare also has more than 192 ventilator-capable beds. According to an internal document from November, MU Healthcare had deferred more than 700 patients since July because of staffing and bed shortages. I'm Jane Ratherglass, KBIA News, Columbia.